We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Todd Lowen, the MLA for Central Peace Notley, and also the province's Minister of Forestry, Parks, and Tourism. I guess, first of all, Todd, we're kind of into the new year here right now. I know the last year, 2022, kind of a busy one for you. What's kind of some of the biggest things you're kind of sort of taking out of the year that was?
Yeah, you know what? We're looking forward to this year coming up. We have a lot of work to do in government. I think one of the main issues that Albertans are facing right now is affordability crisis with increase in inflation. And so our government has come up with some plans to help alleviate some of those concerns. There's a lot of concern about health care in the province, and that's understandable. We're working on that too. And so that's a couple of the main things right there. You know, we still have a federal government that's that wants to interfere in Alberta's business all the time and make life tougher for Albertans, but we need to be dealing with that too. So those are probably maybe the top three concerns that we're hearing about right now.
And I know you, of course, have been in your minister role with Forestry, Parks, and Tourism for the last few months. So how have you kind of sort of adjusted to kind of handling what's all in kind of that plate there?
Yeah, you know what? It's been good. It's been a lot of work. It's definitely a big learning curve, but I've been enjoying it. I've got good staff around me that have been helping out really well. And again, there is just lots of work to do. You know, we're kind of focused on making sure that we're serving the public in the best way we can. There's always, there always seems to be complaints about government, and that's understandable at times. But we're trying to change that idea and that perception that people have, and try to turn back to more taking care of Albertans and taking care of their needs, and making sure we get things done in a timely manner.
I know one topic that has been big over the last few days or so has been the topic of park access. I know you sent that letter to the federal government around their decision on blocking vehicles at Moraine Lake down in the Banff area. I guess what was kind of the main reason behind sort of sending that letter to the feds there?
You know what? I just wanted them to maybe look at it again. I think any time we restrict access to a place like that in Alberta, actually any place in Alberta really, where a lot of people want to see it, and I understand the problems there, that there's a lot of congestion, a lot of people want to see that, but I just wanted to make sure that we looked at all the different options that were available, and then it would have been nice to had a little more consultation with the federal government on it before that happened. Would have been nice to be able to explore all the different options, and I come up with a few ideas that I've put forward now. And I'm sure there's others that might even have better, more ideas. But again, I think anytime we restrict access to Albertans and actually our tourists too, who are very important to our economy, then we need to be very certain that we're taking the right approach.
Also, no wonder your ministry, you certainly keep an eye on the forestry sector, which is definitely a big one up here in the northwestern part of the province. What do you kind of see sort of for the forestry sector for coming up this year?
You know what? One of the big issues always is the caribou issue and dealing with the federal government on that. But as it looks right now, you know, I think the forestry sector is doing well. I think the prices of lumber have come down quite a bit, so there might be a little bit of a stress factor going on there. Just in the recent history, in the last couple of years, there's been some very high prices too. So. But we're always conscious of making sure that the forest companies are that they have a stable timber supply. I think that's most important, and also just making sure that they have in their efforts to market and everything. We just got to be concerned about the price that they pay the government to be able to use the resource and the money that they make as they sell it. You know, we want to make sure that these companies are in business for years to come, and that it does take a lot of balance. Within the forestry portion of the portfolio too is, of course, fighting fires and wildfires. So that's a big part of it too, and things are looking good on that front. We'll see how the spring comes along and how much snow we have and what kind of moisture we have at the beginning of spring, because that's one of the most serious parts of the wildfire season, is that month of May when the snow's gone, there's a lot of dry grass and everything, and things haven't greened up yet. And so we'll be watching the weather and watching the happenings at that point.
And we know in Alberta this year, it's very likely that we're going to be seeing a provincial election in the springtime. How are you kind of, I guess, sort of preparing for that likely to come up in the next little bit here?
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to May and the election. That's that'll be a chance for Albertans to have their say again on and basically the final report card on this government's last 4 years. We have had some changes, of course, in this government in the last year. So there's been lots of different moving parts there. But looking forward to that that next election, and you know, we just got to be, you know, there isn't anything we necessarily change in government. We just need to be doing our best all the time, whether election's coming up or not.
Yeah, definitely going to be interesting to follow that going forward. Todd Lowen, the MLA for Central Peace Notley, and the province's Minister of Forestry, Parks, and Tourism. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.